Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Hey everyone, thanks for tuning into this clip of South Philly Sauce. You can catch us twice a week in the NHL regular season on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
It really is, but I think they can't make the mistake, the Flyers. I know everyone is very excited about the prospects and goaltending, and rightfully so, but I don't think you can do what we saw with Ivan Fedotov or frankly even Sam Harrison to just say, they're good to go, let's send it. Like, I think the circumstances have made it where some of these prospects have had to come in and plug and play earlier than they most likely should have. And I think that's the importance of really getting a veteran presence here.
Yep, that's probably the way they're going to go. And then we'll see what happens in terms of, you know, other coaches coming in, you know, who's going to run the godforsaken power play, all of that stuff. You know, like if you're going to get talk, who are you bringing in, who's coming with you, yeah. You know, what are we going to do? It's like, you know, I like the fact that, okay, it's all, you, if you come in, you kind of want a clean sheet of paper. If you're a coach to come in, this is the guy that I trust running my PK. I don't think anybody would have a problem with Shaw. He's still established. Well, running the defense, if that's the case there. So I would love to hear the questions that the coaches have for the Flyers more than what the Flyers have.
I so agree. But I do think the one question, the biggest question that Jonesy and Breer would ask a Tocchet or a Sullivan is, what would be your plan to fix this power play? Like, please tell us. Like, you've watched it. What do you think?
Yeah, I would say that would be it. And it would be like, okay, this is what we're going to do. Although I did watch Minnesota and the Flyers use five forwards. I mean, it happens. And Toronto all of a sudden went cold. No, you got it. It's got to be something. And if you're, you know, you want to see how they ran theirs. Obviously, Pittsburgh had, you know, three Hall of Famers, and they actually went dry for a while with those Hall of Famers. Obviously, you got something like that. You talk with a pretty good power play situation. So I think that it would more a case of who's going to run it with you. You know, what hands are you going to be in here? What do you want to do? And do you think can you make this particular personnel work? If not, what do we need to go in the free agent market? Don't go, you know, a $1 billion free agent. Who do you want us to go get for your plans for a
college? Realistic, yeah. Yeah. A lot to be done. And coming up very quickly is the draft. The Flyers, this has to be a huge draft for them, the draft lottery. Hopefully the luck is ever in the Flyers' favor, as it definitely, they heated up at the end of the season and hurt their draft status a little bit here, but still a pretty good chance. But they got a hit on this draft. It's one of the most important we've seen in a long time.
Yeah, to me, I think they've got an 80% chance, if you believe in numbers like that, of being in the top five. Was it 9.5 for top one? The only teams can move up 10 positions. So if they're in the top five, I think they're in good shape. I don't know what I would do. It's Monday in godforsaken Secaucus. That's what the draft lottery is. I mean, I've seen such wild stuff in terms of, what do you know? I don't know if you have any lucky charms on what you do here, but I mean,
I'm an incredibly unlucky person.
Well, you got to have something lucky. Like, there's got to be something. Like, I remember when that Canadian Team Canada, or the Canadian Olympic team, they put a loonie they put under the ice, or a toonie? I think it was a loonie under the ice. I don't remember if they had toonies back. Yeah, but I think it was a loonie.
Anyways.
Under the ice, they somehow put it there. And, bring something that's lucky. And I know for whatever reason, Jonesy's really lucky. I mean, just look at him. How did that?
Yeah. Exactly where you're going. Don't do it.
He really is.
How did that bozo get this job?
He makes the most out of everything because he works his behind off once he gets there. But he manages, like, whether it's a horse race or whatever. It's like, how did that happen? How you're golfing with him? How did that ball hit that tree, then go in the hole? That can't happen. How did this happen? So whatever it is, they got to get him to get some lucky charm to come in and work for him, because that number one would be really, really sweet to get in this stuff.
Gosh, it would. And the fact that it's even an option is a great thing, that's for sure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.